Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Yeah, well, as Shane said there, we might start with a little bit of good news this morning. And that's, as the Irish Times headline puts it this morning, huge fall in coronavirus growth credited to restrictive measures. This all came following the Department of Health briefing last night. And we might start this morning by just highlighting the positive news in that, where it was revealed that the restrictive government measures are having what's been described as an enormous effect in reducing the number of new cases of the coronavirus here in this country. And that's according to the academic who was tasked with predicting the further growth of the COVID-19 epidemic in the Republic of Ireland. And the measures have resulted in what he described as a huge fall in the growth rate of the outbreak, but it will take 7 to 14 days now before the full impact of the measures will be known. And that's the commentary from Professor Philip Nolan, who's the president of NUI Maynooth. And as Shane said there, he'll be joining Shane and Kieran on News Talk Breakfast later this morning. And he was speaking yesterday, though, it has to be noted, following the death of eight more people diagnosed with COVID-19 in this country. And this was announced by the National Public Health Emergency Team yesterday evening. And while I started with the line just regarding, I suppose, what you could describe as some good news in terms of how we're flattening the curve, Professor Nolan, who's the chair of that NEPHET Irish Epidemiological Modelling Advisory Group, he has warned, though, that there's no room for complacency. And the growth rate of the disease, it'll have to be reduced, he said, to close to zero in order for it to be suppressed. And we'll have more on that coming up on News Talk Breakfast a little bit later in the programme. The other point, though, that you need to know today in terms of what's actually happening today, NEPHET, which is the National Public Health Emergency Team, they're meeting again due to consider measures for nursing homes. And earlier, of course, the HSE analysis showed that there's now been 22 outbreaks of the virus so far reported in nursing homes across the state. And the NEPHET officials have meanwhile declined to specify delays in the testing programme following the closure of the centre at Páirc Uí Chaoimh in Cork at the weekend over equipment shortages. The clinical officer for the HSE chief, Dr. Colm Henry, said there had been huge challenges sourcing equipment, and it was hoped to reopen centres once stocks had been replenished again. You might ask, when will all of this end? Well, the Irish Examiner focuses on that this morning. Severe restrictions in the movement of millions of citizens will still be in place after Easter Sunday, because of course the measures that were announced on Friday are up onto the point of Easter Sunday, as the country tries to battle the slowdown of the spread of COVID-19. The state's chief medical officer, Tony Houlihan, has said that further restrictions that came into effect at midnight last Saturday are unlikely to end fully on the 12th of April, when their initial limit time runs out. We don't believe things are going to change to the extent that no measures will be required by that point. He was speaking in relation to Easter Sunday. More on that story on the front page of the Irish Examiner this morning. Just in some other coronavirus news too today, the Irish Times reporting further travel controls under consideration. This is extra checks, for instance, on citizens returning to Ireland from abroad are under consideration by some of the senior officials in the Department of Health, again, to try and deal with the crisis. Leah Varadkar also said that Ireland won't be closing borders, though, but the National Public Health Emergency Team was considering further restrictions on some inward bound travellers. A senior source said the new restrictions could involve things like increased oversight and communication with individuals, for instance, who've returned from overseas. And there's more on that story inside the Irish Times also this morning. Just worth pointing out, Gabriel Scally has an interesting piece too today inside the Irish Times on how the North and South, both the Republic and North of Ireland, how they need to harmonise their response to the coronavirus outbreak. Just some interesting commentary from him too this morning. Just one or two other interesting bits caught my eye this morning. For instance, inside the Irish Times, a warning now over a risk of handling of shopping. Supermarkets, they've been described as high risk sites of infection, and careless handling of shopping both in the store and at home, putting people in danger. This is according to environmental health experts. They're warning that the disregard of hygiene standards in some shops has been highlighted by the Irish Global Health Network. It says, although some supermarkets and stores are exercising caution and standards have been improved in recent days, well, they've described the inconsistency, though, as worrying. They say more detailed guidelines are now required for consumers, as well as more comprehensive sanitising practices by supermarkets and clearer oversight by the authorities in an effort to protect staff and shoppers. Just one or two other bits inside the Independent, for instance. It's all about diversification, actually, inside the Independent this morning, because they're talking about some of the country's top restaurants and chefs and how they've now adapted to offering, you know, takeaway only supplies. For instance, Michelin star non-contact takeaways are now on the menu in some restaurants this morning. And The Guardian in the UK has a sort of a light-hearted piece today about how you can potentially make self-isolation glamorous, and luxury retailers have now been working on from home essentials on their website. For instance, they've cited essentials being polo shirts at £195 sterling and £145 sterling tracksuit bottoms. This is inside The Guardian today. But in other news this morning, the story that caught my eye today is a plea for cigarette style warning on fuel pumps. I'm interested in your view on this story. Basically, there's calls now for petrol pumps to carry images of things like blackened lungs, flooded homes and cigarette packet style warnings about the damage to health and livelihoods caused by climate change. And this is according to a group of leading public health experts in England. They want similar warnings. They say that they should appear on things like your airline ticket, also your energy bills and other goods with high carbon footprint, in an effort to try and encourage people to change their lifestyles. And labels have already appeared, for instance, on the petrol pumps in Vancouver, and also in Cambridge in Massachusetts and in Sweden. And they're planning to make them mandatory from May. We want to know, what do you think this morning? Should we have cigarette type packaging displayed beside your petrol pumps and on your airline ticket? You can let us know on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. To some of the other stories, though, that you'll be talking about this morning. Really interesting piece inside the Irish Independent this morning. The headline today, don't cap the amount paid out for injury claims. This is according to the barrister body. Shane Phelan, who's the Irish Independent's legal affairs editor, writing this morning that the body representing barristers has urged the country's law reform agency against recommending a cap on personal injury awards. And a limit on what can be awarded for many types of personal injuries is, it's among a number of proposals that's been looked at, for instance, by the Law Reform Commission. And the fast track examination comes amid ongoing concern now over high insurance costs and these and the impact that these are having on the viability of businesses. But the Bar Council has said that a cap would raise constitutional questions. It has also urged patience with the work of a committee that's been set up under the new Judicial Council to prepare guidelines on injury award levels. And in a submission to the Law Reform Commission, the Bar Council said whatever measures were introduced by the Personal Injuries Guidelines Committee should be allowed to take their course. There's more on that story. Interesting commentary, page 14 of the Irish Independent today. Also inside the Irish Independent this morning is the cost of the royal visit. Remember, William and Kate came over quite recently. Well, the Garda Commissioner has said the cost of policing that royal visit earlier this month will put significant pressure now on the force's budget as it tries to keep spending down during the current crisis. The security bill for the three-day event is estimated at €1.3 million and includes things like your overtime, as well as travel and subsistence for the Gardaí. Also on the front of the Irish Examiner too today is a story about blood donor clinics being set up at City Hall in Cork. Owen English writing that despite the current crisis, the Irish Blood Transfusion Service does not expect a large fall in blood usage and will need to collect 80% of its usual supplies. Only 3% of the eligible population are regular blood donors, and the IBTS relies heavily on them. But in the last week, the service has moved now to appointment-only donations to try and facilitate physical distancing during the current crisis that we have. And there's more details on, if you're looking to give blood, front page of the Irish Examiner today. Just finally for this morning, self-driving cars will boost binge drinking. This is a story in the Times UK this morning that when engineers dreamt up the idea of driverless cars, they were motivated by the prospect of safer roads. Yet there was one unintended consequence that they may have overlooked, according to this report today. With the need for designated drivers eliminated, the introduction of automatic vehicles could lead to an increase in binge drinkers, according to this new study. Self-driving cars will pose a complex challenge to the government in the UK by significantly improving road safety, while at the same time allowing drivers to drink to excess. The researchers, according to the researchers' report, and the study was carried out by academics at the Curtin University in Perth in Australia. It showed that more than a third of adults would increase their usual alcohol consumption if they could rely on a driverless car afterwards. Those are the stories making the headlines this Tuesday morning.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.